This is Rocco Granato reporting live from down here outside the Buffalo Bandits locker room, where the Bandits defeated the Rochester Oaks by a final score of 15-13. With me right now, I have none other than the great Johnny Tavares. Johnny, 24-year career. How did you do it with the way that the league has played throughout that time?
That's a good question. 24 is a long season. I just kept myself in good shape and continued to convince myself that I was good enough to play and have fun, and a lot of support from my family, my kids, my wife, very supportive. And I would say the last couple years I probably would have not played if it wasn't for my wife. She encouraged me to continue to play and be there for me, help me through dieting and working out, and her taking more of the time with the kids and myself. So it's a big commitment from the family life, but it was a lot of fun. It was a great career. 24 years is I'm very proud of those 24 years, but my time came last year, and I'm happy where I am now.
That leads me into my next question. How does it feel being behind the bench, giving the knowledge that you know, obviously, to these younger players?
Yeah, it's totally different being a coach than a player. It's been a good year for me to transition out from being a player to a coach. It keeps me involved. I love being part of the Buffalo Bandits and being part of lacrosse. And this keeps me coming to the games, practice. So I'm involved. I'm just not a player now. Now, instead of trying to lead by example, I got to lead by talking and keeping everybody together. My role has changed completely. When I did play, I wasn't much of a talker, or I tried to lead by example. So now I have to talk a lot more and communicate with the guys a lot more and let them know where they are, what they're doing well, and like I said, keep them all together and try to put an offense that's as cohesive as opposed to just one or two guys.
Now, obviously, you've been around the world playing in the MSL, playing in the NLL from city to city. Mm-hmm. The fans, they always get on you. You're out there on the floor, but there is such respect for you throughout the fans.
Yeah.
What did you enjoy the most about meeting the fans in the other cities?
First, I love all lacrosse fans and people who appreciate the game. And so I always, as a player, been in the league so long, I always want to make sure the league survives. So I'm always taking notes. One of the first things I check in game sheets, how many people are there? Because I want teams to do well and survive and stay around. I want the league to grow. So I've always wanted there to be people in the arena. On a personal, when people, they respect me. Sometimes, you get some people getting in your ear a little bit, and that just motivated me more. So I always wanted to prove them wrong. So I loved it when fans kind of got on my back a little bit. So it just gave me an extra motivation. I wanted to prove them wrong.
Now, the team this year. Last year, they made the playoffs as a 3-seed. This year, you're one game away from clinching the number 1 seed. Mm. New England won tonight, 21-11.
Yeah.
So the division basically will come down to next week.
Yeah.
You have them at home on your floor. This team here, Dane Smith in specific, the way he has played, he broke the record, Sean Evans' record for 130 points. He's got 131.
Yeah.
4 goals away from breaking 8th and 9th. New cheese mark of 71 goals. What have you taught him, and what has he learned and picked up to just the way he's played?
I think that Dane's obviously had a great season. Dane's a very athletic player. I'm not telling anything special today. Dane's earning everything on his own. In terms of coming for me, it's not like I'm telling him anything super special or anything. But he has guys working around him. I think the one guy that has not got enough credit, two guys actually, is Mark Steenhuis. Mark's changed his game quite a bit. Mark's been going through the middle a lot more, setting a lot more picks and getting Dane open. Same thing with Tony Malcolm. Tony Malcolm's a rookie. He creates a lot of room for Dane and Mark. He doesn't show up on the game sheet as much as a guy like Dane, but he's doing a lot of little things for Dane, creating room for Dane. Granted, Dane created his own shot, but he's getting a lot of help from those lefties. For those righties. So.
Hey, John, I want to thank you for taking the time out. Congratulations, great career, having your number raised to the rafters at the First Niagara Center. Personally, as a fan, I enjoyed watching you from day one. Mm. Been a 30-year fan, 28 years with the Philadelphia Wings as a fan.
That's awesome.
I enjoyed watching you play, even rooting against you, but still had the utmost respect for you as a player.
Thank you.